That is true. But that's not the only thing that we do. So in fellowship with each other, we got to share one another's lives. To be in oneness and to share the gift of salvation one with each other. This can only happen because of Jesus Christ, that he has revealed himself and we have experienced his life. The other is fellowship with God. There's no fellowship with God outside of this revelation of who Jesus is, and not only is there, but is in my life. We are sinners who have failed God. We are far away from God, but because of him robing himself in flesh, because him becoming the ultimate sacrifice, we have been reconciled or brought back into right relationship with God, and thus we have fellowship with him individually. But we cannot take out of the equation, and this is where I am fearful that many of us as Christians have done. We have become so efficient at living for God alone and not in participation with one another's lives. Amen. More on that later. And the last thing, verse number 4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. You see, he doesn't want you and I to just have average joy.
Right. Amen.
Because let's be real. On average, how many of your coworkers have joy?
Thank
God. And if they do, it's very seldom.
Right.
But they're just trudging along through life, slogging through life, and they look at you and go, "What is up with you? Every time I see you, you're always happy." Yeah. Life can't be that good. That's what they say. Life can't be that good. It can't?
Yes, it can.
Well, you told me that too late because I believe it can.
Right.
Well, do you not have any problems in your life? Oh, man. I got plenty of problems in my life. But why should I bore you with them? They're just life.
Right.
But outside of that just life, I've got life and life more abundant. And that's what makes this just life much easier to live. It's because of the abundant life that I have over here. Because of what Jesus did for me. This life that's just average, going through the mundane rituals of life, is so much easier to bear.
Amen.
So much easier to deal with. It's really not all that bad. Because I get a flat tire just like everybody else.
Right.
Man,
it rains on my head. I'm going to tell you, when it starts to rain, I get raindrops on my head just like you do.
Right.
I ain't nobody special. Come on.
Yeah.
Jesus' life was revealed and provides salvation.
Ready, girls?
Because of this, we can experience the fullness of life. Because of this, we experience the fellowship with God and with others. And because of that fellowship, our joy is made complete. I had such a wonderful time Friday night. Now, most of those boys ain't in here this morning. But Brother Miles can vouch for me. There were 6 of them that were tackling me in the volleyball court. You say, "Well, that doesn't sound like fun." Well, it's a lot of fun. Because of the fact that I'm building a relationship with these boys. It was funny because one of the boys was, I said to one of the boys, I think it was Jasper. I said, "Jasper, you knucklehead." And he goes, "Well, you watermelon head, you missed the last one." And he goes, Marcus has said, "Jasper, no, you gotta be respectful." And so I grabbed both the boys and I said, "He wasn't being disrespectful. He's just playing.
Yeah.
We're just having fun. It's okay. Don't worry about that." And then when I got down there, I started wrestling with them and tickling them and they're jumping on me.
Man, I had to pay
all of these batteries.
And I had to, I'm flipping them off and,
You didn't have to switch over to that, did you?
Yeah.
I didn't get caught.
Ooh, that might have got caught on that. Jesus. You know what I mean. They were jumping up my shoulders, and I was flipping them over my shoulders. I'll be more specific. And they're laughing, and they're giggling, and they're just having a good time. I'm going to tell you, God wants our fellowship to be complete.
Right.
He wants our joy to be full. Would you stand this morning? Notice here that joy is a direct result. Now, just because you stood up and all that blood's rushing to your head right now and it's making you lightheaded, I just want you to keep your ears open. Okay?
All right.
Just a moment. Notice joy is a direct result of our experience. And fellowship, get that, is a direct experience. Our joy is a direct result of our experience with Jesus and our fellowship with others. So let me ask you a question here this morning. Have you experienced the revealed Jesus? Have you experienced what I'm talking about? That change, that touch of Jesus, so strong, so perfect, so strong but yet so gentle. You know what I'm talking about? That place where you can feel it. You can feel the presence of God so strong, yet He's so gentle. That draws you closer to Him, to a greater understanding, to a greater revelation of who He is. Have you been born again of the water and of the Spirit? Well, people at work may ask you, why are you so happy? Well, let me tell you, I was born again. But not just an ordinary born again lifestyle, but something that truly and miraculously changed my life. You see, because you have a lot of people that are going through the motions, and people often have told me time and time again, well, I remember when I was 12, or I remember when I was 20, I got baptized, and everybody was doing it, so I thought that was a cool thing to do. There's people here today that's happened to you a long time ago that you did what everybody else was doing, and there was no real purpose. You didn't know. You didn't understand. Something's happened in your life today, or something happened in your life one day back somewhere in the past that you realized, I may have got baptized when I was 12, but man, now I know something's different about this. I do need to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. Repentance is not a bad thing. Repentance is a lovely thing, especially when you know and understand that Jesus is not this individual that sits up on a throne with a big old stick waiting to just condemn you and beat you down. Now the enemy of your soul, the devil, might be making you feel like that, but Jesus, because He said, come unto Me. Come unto Me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You're tired of holding on to that stuff. You're tired of the weight of that backpack of sin, of guilt, of frustrations, of meaningless life, and you just keep on searching for a life that's more meaningful, but you just haven't quite found it. That's when Jesus said, hey, I want to reveal something to you. I want to show you If you haven't experienced Jesus in such a manner, let me encourage you to do so and start that journey today. Say, some of you even here that are here this morning, you've started that journey, and today, what you've done today by being in this auditorium and hearing the Word of God, you're taking another brick and you're putting it in the wall, and you're building this life, and you're building this life that we call walking with the Lord, being a Christian, striving to be a Christian, trying to be more like Christ. Hey, there's none of us that are perfect. There's none of us that have it all together. There's something in every one of our lives that, through the revelation of who Jesus is, He can take you further than where you are today. No matter where your walk with God is currently, He wants to say, come on, let me take you a little further. Oh, it was encouraging, Sister Ruth, to hear you talk about Maria and Nacho and all of that, because I thought, God, don't let guilt and fear and shame overwhelm them. But God, let them feel your love wrap around them and draw them so tenderly like you do. That even though we may feel like a failure, and even though we haven't done everything perfect, I'm telling you, like I already said, today is a day of salvation. Today is the day of mercy, of grace, and of the love of God. And He's calling some of you today. He's calling some of you today saying, come, learn of me. Learn of me. I want to show you things you've never seen before. I want to give you understanding that you've never had before. I want to show you a life that's worth living. Not just average, but a life that is full and complete with joy. And joy unspeakable. What I speak of today is life changing and life fulfillment. Would you pray today? I invite you to pray today. Would you reach out your hand towards heaven today and talk to the Lord? Would you call upon His name today? God, you may be somebody who's lived for God for a very long time, but you realize there's some things that God has revealed in your life that you can work on, that you can be more perfected in. Come on, why don't you talk to God about those things? God, help me to be a better man, to be a better woman. Maybe you're just starting on this journey, and you're the one that's saying, God, I don't understand everything, but give me the wisdom and lead and guide me. Give me some direction. Help me along the way. I may not understand all the things that there are in this thing that I hear so often about living for God. I don't understand it all, God, but I'm going to believe, and I'm going to act upon that belief. I see it in your word that you've got more to offer me than just a mundane life. Come on, will you pray today? Will somebody help me pray today? God, would you meet every need in the house today? Would you meet every need of every man, of every woman, of every young person here today? God, there's needs all over this house. God, that you're reaching for each and every one of us. That you love us, that you care for us, that you're concerned about us, that you want us to truly have life abundantly. And that the enemy of our soul is out to get us and is out against us in every aspect. But God, your word said that you are greater and you have made us overcomers. That you have made us overcomers. Let our faith be stable. Let our faith be strong. Let our confidence be sure in your word that changes not. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, that's it. Pray. Let's pray together. Let's pray together. God, help us today. God, help us today. Speak to us today. Talk to us today, God. I'm interested, God, in life more abundantly. I'm interested today. God, there are a lot of things that I don't seem to be able to change. But God, if you can change them, change me. Work on me. God, help me today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I encourage you. Make that step today. Make that step today. Closer, closer. Just a closer walk. Just a closer walk. Just a closer walk today, God. Just a closer walk today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just here today, every man, every young person, Lord, speak to our heart. God, oh God, as we may go about our way even today and through the remainder of this week, God, would you lead us? Would you guide us? Would you help us? Give us wisdom, Jesus. Oh, how we need you, Father. How we need you. In the name of Jesus, God, you can do so much in just a few moments of time, God. Reaching into the hearts of every individual, reach into our hearts, God. May we feel you as the scriptures say. May we see you, God, according to your word. May we see you. Jesus is here.